PharmaCon, we've been dealing with PharmaCon all week long. Pharmakia, listen, there might be drug takers, drug lords, drug addicted, those listening, gripped by the grace of God, by this providential moment. You know what I know about this 1 hour? That God is in it. That God is in the hour, and it's been all prayed over, and the Spirit of the Lord is here. May the Lord Jesus reach out his hands to save, to heal, and to deliver, to show extraordinary grace, might, and miracles for all those listening live right now, satellite and internet radio, by the thousands of you that download later on. Listen, let me say this. All the believers can join me that this would be a massive providential, reaching out by the hand of God, moment of grace. May there be an extraordinary miracle for those who are, just going through drug addiction. So if you find yourself listening and you're drug addicted, you're here by prayer. You're here by God's providence and by divine appointment. Jesus died on the cross to set you free and to give you something that's so far beyond that drug addiction. And that is the grace of God, the power of God, the love of God, the living Christ dwelling within. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Shatter Live broadcast here on a Friday night. This is Friday, the 11th of February. 11th. 11-11. Well, 2-11-11. I'm not going to worry about numerology. It has simply no place in my heart and life. I don't know about you, but the Spirit of the Lord. Now, we're talking about God, the Holy Spirit, that can communicate and speak. And I would ask 2012ers psychics, I would ask those that are now seeking the God drugs, you know, small g God, those looking for the spirits, those, whether it's Iboga or the ayahuasca or the LSD, listen, whether it's at Harvard or Cambridge, whether it's there in Guatemala or somewhere in South Africa, the spirits are summoning and disseminating the real drug lords. They've held their meeting in Hell's Kitchen some time ago. Now, God's revealed it. We're going to bring out the information on it. But let me tell you a few things today that I have seen that are just absolutely incredible. Mubarak is gone. And it's a massive historic, and I've seen now there's some kind of small border skirmish with Israel and some others, and there are going to be those who are going to take advantage. Now, the one thing is, a dictatorial leader is going. The people want freedom, but what's going to be put in its place? When the massive chaos comes and everything breaks down and everybody wants economic and environmental and governmental and military safety, and who are they going to look to? The voice of an ancient hate. Well, it's about to come onto the scene of the world, and I hope you already know what the profile, God has given the profile, and if you know it, you'll know. If you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, you're walking with Christ, you will also know, and I hope you know what time this is. Well, some big global event, nations are looking at it, it's national. And believe it or not, Twitter and Facebook played a role in the communications. I have something else to tell you tonight. It's pretty interesting. A friend of mine out west sends this to me. Tim, thank you. I appreciate this. Here is the forward I get. It says at the beginning, if you don't know God, Don't make stupid remarks. Then it says, this is a must read. You'll love it. Now I'm reading this. I'm going to read this and quote this to you. Here's what it says. A United States Marine was taking some college courses between assignments. He had completed 20 missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the courses had a professor who was an avowed atheist and a member of the ACLU. One day, the professor shocked the class when he came in it. He looked at the ceiling and flatly stated, God, if you are real, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I'll give you exactly 15 minutes. The lecture room fell silent. You could hear a pin drop. 10 minutes went by. The professor proclaimed, here I am, God. I'm still waiting. It got down to the last couple of minutes when the Marine got up out of his chair, went up to the professor, and cold cocked him, knocking him off the platform. The professor was out cold. The Marine went back to his seat and sat there silently. The other students were shocked and stunned and sat there looking on in silence. The professor eventually came to, noticeably shaken, looked at the Marine and asked, what in the world is the matter with you? Why did you do that? The Marine quietly replied, God was too busy today protecting America's soldiers who are protecting your right to say stupid stuff and act like an idiot. So he, God, sent me. The classroom erupted in cheers. Now that is a fantastic story. Let's go back to what's happening this week. On the website, www.shatterthedarkness.net, for those of you who are new to us, my name is Russ Dizdar, and that website that connects to five of our websites, and it is packed. Take your time and go down the middle column where you see listen here to live radio broadcasts. You will see that the theme for the week is Pharmacon, sorcerers, drugs, drug lords, the future, and the demons who use them all. Monday night, the ancient use. Tuesday night, the demons dance in 60s and acid and all that occurred. And Wednesday was the demonic use of drugs and drug lords and the drug trade. Thursday, shamans, sorcerers, and the drugs of the Mayan gods. Now, I brought in somebody that I don't know, but I love them, and I have a great compassion. He's an author. He's known around the world now. I've read his books, watched YouTube videos, watched documentaries, listened to him. He's part of a group now where they're having conferences. I think it's something to do with the prophets' meetings. Not prophets of God, prophets of 2012, the New Age, and what's going on. And that includes those who are taking God drugs, the small g, Daniel Pinchbeck. And I really felt led to bring his name out publicly. And if by God's providence, Daniel would listen yesterday or even today, I am thrilled from what I've heard. After bringing in Daniel Pinchbeck and his book and reading, because when reading his book, a chapter 2 called Mad to be Saved, I read his heart, I read his brokenness, I read his confusion, I read his search, I read his lostness, I read his description of his own life, falling down into the abyss as he searches for something real and relational that he can have. But I have to say to him and all those, and he is really a type of, the older New Agers that have been seeking and looking and looking under every rock and every experience in every single place, all those who have been looking and have never found what it is you're looking for. And so the search continues, and the search continues. And I've said all along in all these sessions for the last 2 years, dark spirits, finite spirits, supernatural experiences out there right now are off the scales. They are real, real. More are coming. But the dark, finite spirits can't lead you to that peace, can't lead you to the heart of God, can't lead you to the gateway that leads to immediate entrance and relationship. Can't do it. Nor do they want to. I'm convinced most 2012ers and New Agers and occultists and many others have no idea of the presence behind what they're engaged with. And so as I talked about this fella, and I'm telling you again, because of the Spirit of God in my life, the living Christ in my life, and the compassion of God, there's only one reason that I'm here, and that is that overwhelming sense of God's urgency. I am confident I am here by being sent by God, being led, being guided, and that compelling of the love of God. So that's why I kind of put it out there. Probably won't always do that, but an individual that's in my prayers, in my hearts. Listen, as you're listening right now, you've got to understand that this is relational. This is coming from my heart to your heart. This is about God reaching into your life. Many of you by the thousands are believers in Christ. But there is no question from the letters that I get from around the world, there are many seekers out there. People that write that say they know they're possessed. How to get rid of the voices. How to get out of the addictions. How to find God. So as I read Daniel Pinchbeck's material, more of it yesterday, and it took me back to the late 60s, early 70s. I remember clearly that lost sense, that seeker, that looking for, that wanting to fill the void. You ever ask the question why the void is there in the first place? Could it be that we have lost something? Could it be that we have lost the center? I believe that's what it's all about. So in talking about this fella, author, in the films, and really he's at the cutting edge, Daniel Pinchbeck is at the cutting edge of the 2012, of the God drug experience, and of seeking and of projecting some of the, well, developments of the spiritual evolution of humanity to a new level. And for Daniel and all those involved, well, let me tell you, I'm concerned and worried for your lives. But I got a note. On Facebook, it's kind of neat to be there. And by the way, I'm getting to quite a few of the new emails, but not all of them. But we're nowhere near as far behind as we used to be. So without saying the name, a dear friend, I would just say a dear friend, sister in Christ, writes me. And I'm going to quote this, okay? It says, "Hey, Russ. Boy, Thursday's broadcast sure hit home for me. I went to a retreat with Daniel Pinchbeck back in the spring of 2009. When I read those words, I thought, wow, who would have thought by just bringing up the name? See, there's many of you that listen, and so many things strike and so many things touch. If you get saved, let me know. If God's encountered you, let me know. See, I understand this hour. I know the extraordinary miracle that God can do. And His providence." Goes on to say, let me say it again. Quote, "Hey Russ, boy, Thursday's broadcast sure hit home for me. I went to a retreat with Daniel Pinchbeck back in the spring of 2009. I had read both Breaking Open the Head," that's one of his books, "and 2012, The Return of Quetzalcoatl, Kukulcan, the Mayan Nephilim deity, whatever you want to call them." And it goes on to say this, and we went to a retreat because I was also studying, well, the God drugs, the entheogens, these drugs that are to open people supposedly to the spiritual realms and godlikeness. And it'll have a lot to do with the evolutionary development that homo lumos, homo deity, from the fallen cherub. That doctrine, that promise, that carrot, spiritual carrot out there on the stick, that was begun thousands of years ago in the garden they call Eden. And so this dear one writes and says, and they were planning on an ayahuasca. That's the drug down with the Mayans, also in South Africa. And that's the drug to open you up to the spirits, to listen to them, to engage them. Now, this individual saying they were planning one of these drug trips. Spirit drug trips. When Jesus saved my life. Well, see, they were heading one direction. You might be listening right now heading in one direction, but Jesus can invade, and by his grace, and we would pray today that he does. There's a scripture that says that God summons all people everywhere. And if you're listening to me, you got to hear me. God loves you more than anyone. God knows you more than anyone. God seeks you and wants you more than anyone. And the value of your life is measured at the foot of the cross. God loves you. God is knowable. It can occur in an instant as you hear the gospel of a living Christ, the living God, and the doorway created by what he did at the cross and how it works. So many people are into spiritual things, they don't even know. They know how to do a ritual. They know how to take a spirit drug. They know how to travel clear to the Mayan temples and all around the world, but they've not heard enough to know how it is to know God personally. How Jesus Christ himself, alive right now, God wants to enter into your life. Total instant forgiveness. Freedom from the dark nature that's there. Freedom from Satan's grip and legalities. The death code broken. And the implanting of the power of God, the new nature. The presence, the love, the joy. The relationship, the gift of indestructible immortality. You want your eyes opened. It'll either happen by the spirits, the finite fallen spirits, the counterfeit, or by the Spirit of God. And this dear one that writes me was planning on going on one of those God drug trips. But Jesus saved my life, quote, end of quote. They go on to say that they were a part of... Well, I don't want to go into all the rest of the email that they've sent to me. But I'm just, again, fascinated again, because in the world in which so many are... See, back in the late 60s and early 70s, I was going crazy seeking something supernatural. I was tasting everything, going everywhere, any kind of meeting, any kind of experience, no matter where they took me, no matter what was done, no matter what there was to read, no matter who there was to meet. But I was still lost, and I hadn't found what I was looking for. You know how the song goes? For a lot of seekers, and when I was reading Daniel Pinchbeck's particular book, Breaking Open the Head, it's all about the drugs and so forth, and... You know, those that believe that it's, mind expanding, opening to the spirits, opening to gods, elevating human consciousness, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to go over some of the things that we need to think through concerning the future of drugs. And actually, I'm going to mention tonight. Tonight is Friday night, the 11th, and the specific title is Into the Future. Drugs, Demons, and Mind-Soul Control, A Warning to the New Agers, Researchers, 2012ers, Pharmacon, The Bible Predicts the Broadest Drug Use in Global History. Now, all the law enforcement agencies worldwide dealing with a $321 billion industry. Inseparable in the ramping up manifestation of dark spirits, counterfeit spirits, new age spirits, et cetera, all the way to the chaos, to the Antichrist, to Armageddon. As a matter of fact, the drug use that is connected inseparably to the opening to the spirits and spirit connection finds its pinnacle in what God describes as Babylon worldwide, in its reach, in its depth. It is the pinnacle of the manifestation of that dark side into this side. It's as if the dark manifests and covers the earth, the cities, the nations, the kings, the peoples in thick, blanketed, felt darkness. That's what we're talking about tonight. And I'm thinking through this and all the development that is coming. And again, if you want to see into the future, there is one place that shows infallibility, accuracy, detail. God can speak 3,000 years ago concerning something that may be 5, 10, well, at least 10, you know, whatever, 15 years away. Armageddon. And I'm going to tell you right now that however you look, even at the rise of Antichrist, false prophet, opening of the abyss, and Armageddon, you're talking about not only the largest manifestation of satanic, dark presence, at first masqueraded like light, like angelic savior light to the world, but it will also be embedded with the use of the drugs that open the doors, and the doors that get open to the dark spirits, they will only guide people to a broader proliferation. As I read yesterday concerning the ethnobotanist that experienced through the iboga, the drug, the spirits, it's without question the spirits have influenced this global class ethnobotanist in his urgency to say that this drug must go worldwide. And it must go worldwide with an, you know, there's an urgency about getting that drug out worldwide. Where does that urgency come from? Who is it that wants that drug out worldwide? Who wants millions to experience the spirit drug that opens the door to the demonic realm and to encounters with the spirits? The same spirits that communicate from the Akashic Records. The same spirits connected to the Tibetan that stood beside Alice Bailey and dictated 21 volumes that became the foundation for hundreds of millions of New Agers today. Well, the streams of darkness, though they might seem different from a distance, when you pull back the covers, look under the surface of that deep, you'll see that all those streams are running from one dark lake there in hell. It all flows from one source. There is a prince of the power of the Eros, the air, the spirit that is now operative in the world. Every Christian should understand there is an agenda. Satan's not sitting back. He's not sitting around watching television 5, 6, 7 hours a day. He's not sitting back involved in all kinds of distractive controversies in life. Satan's not sitting back on vacation. There is no bed in hell. Christians can understand the origins and the nature of the dark side. That's pretty clear. But they have a hard time because of lack of biblical engagement and practice, the methodology in spiritual warfare, and then what most of theologians and most writers, the agenda, a passionate, driven, sequential agenda. Nobody has revealed it more point by point than God himself. Why haven't that deep, broad content of biblical revelation, why hasn't that been given to the body of Christ for a heads up, for preparation? The Spirit of God did not give that content for nothing, my friends. You know, neglect that content and you will guarantee the body of Christ will be living 30, 40 years behind the scenes of what really is going on. Instead, we should be and could be at the absolute cutting edge. Christian, don't you want to be at the cutting edge spiritually? Prophetic revelation. In the New Testament specifically, Daniel's great, and it gives you the heads up of what is developing, how it will develop, what the events that will occur. We just seen an event in Egypt. Just today, the dictator resigns, the people by the hundreds of thousands. Wait till you see that in every city when the hellish chaos and black awakening unleashes. Wait till you see that all over the world where people are crying and longing and burning and fighting and desiring somebody save us. We want change. We want change. And then the voice of an ancient hate that the angels in heaven heard before humankind was even created. Insurrection. An insurrection so broad, one third of the angelic host in a fixed, eternal, willed choice chose. In the transmutation, the disintegration, the genetic code, the DNA, they have been changed and altered forever, and they are here. You talk about shadow governments, shadow world, brother, and on and on and on. I don't think we have any idea how deep, how broad, how wide that undercurrent is. Now, the Luciferians and the chosen ones and those that are involved that monitor this show, by the way, welcome. It's not as if God doesn't see anyway. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. That's in the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, take a read. That's the reality of an omniscient. See, he's got his eye on evil, that's for sure. You won't get away. That's what the white throne judgment is all about. But there is somebody that has already taken the punishment. Somebody that has already paid for your sin. If you're wallowing in your own sin, somebody's paid the price. If you're addicted, if you're caught, if you're possessed, if you're crazed, somebody has paid the price. The perfect man, God in human flesh, Christ, sinless, victorious, for your benefit on the cross. And he can come right into your life. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. And if Daniel's expression, mad to be saved, going crazy for somebody to save me, Europe, and I would say the Middle East, has a Messiah complex. But the sad predictions are they're going to grip the counterfeit Antichristu that will bring billions to bloody death and the worst environmental disasters in human history. The greater the deception, the greater the destruction. Jesus Christ, well, snatching you away from that void, that emptiness, that abyss. Come to Christ. His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, summons you, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. So I give to Daniel Pinchbeck, I give to all the 2012ers, I give to all of the New Agers, I give to the psychics, to the remote viewers, to the military recon special. Listen, I give to you today, John's Gospel, chapter 7. Jesus was at a great big religious feast, massive religious feast, but nobody knew God. Religion without God, it is a misery. It is a game. It is a costume clown, clown costume that we're wearing. Religion without God is a caricature. And in the midst of the big religious festival where nobody knew God, God in human flesh stood up and he spoke. And he says, I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, all those hundreds of prophecies from the Old Testament for hundreds of years, even 1,000 years in advance about the resurrection. Jesus said, anybody that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of their inmost being would flow rivers. The living presence of the Spirit of God from the depth of the inside of you would flow, welling up to eternal life, indestructible immortality, a love. I know one thing for sure. Jesus will come into your life if you open wide and surrender and give and believe in him and let the Spirit of God come in. Now, I bring that out in the beginning more than anything else because I felt led. So if you're listening, don't wait to the end of the show. Right now, just get on your knees and cry out, Jesus Christ, come into my life. I don't want the drugs any longer. I don't want the fake spirits any longer. I don't want the costume of man-made religion, demonically counterfeit religion. I want God. I want Christ. I want eternal life. I want your love. He'll come right into your life. Whoever believes. Scripture's so simple. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, no other name under heaven given among humankind by which we can be saved. So if you're crazy to be saved, if you're mad to be saved, if you're dying to be saved, there's somebody who died to save you. Jesus Christ. No one like him. Let's mention the issues here tonight. Before we go into the future, the drug facts that we dealt with Monday night, pharmakia. Now, in the Old Testament Septuagint, where the Hebrew word that deals with the cutting of the root and the drug and the sorcery, pharmakia is used about 19, 20 times. And so now we can look back into the Old Testament and see that the demonized tribes, the demon-worshipping tribes, the baby-sacrificing tribes, well, they were inseparable. Wherever you see magic arts and wherever you see the sorcery, whether in Egypt, whether among the Baals, whether Moloch, whether all of them, pre-flood, after the flood, there were pharmakia involved. Pharmakia was the inseparable connection of the magic arts, the powers of the dark side. Now, it's clear that the demons initiated the use and the way and made these particular drugs doorways to them. You're never going to find where God made a drug to find him. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, when friends of mine said, I talked to God last night. Well, when I asked them to describe God while they were on LSD, little green man sitting on my shoulder with a big smile. Was that God? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. When we thought we were hearing from God and or something out there, and we were supposed to take a knife and kill ourselves so we can be free of these container bodies, well, God intervened in that. Obviously, I'm here 30-some years later. Saved, just like my friend that wrote that was planning on a drug trip, so was I. That included taking my life based on spirit communication in the midst of prior drug trips. But Jesus intervened and saved my life. That's what he's going to do to some of you listening by the archives, whether in Moscow, whether in Oslo, whether in Pretoria, whether in Mumbai, whether in Manila, whether in St. James, Cape Town. Hello to my friend there in the Czech Republic. Got your note. Hello to the professor in China. Got your note. Blessings to you. here are some of the issues that I think that all believers in Christ need to understand and that we need to know now. The drug lords know there are billions of dollars to be made. The last report thing that I looked at, there's probably newer ones. It was, I believe, 2005. The global drug trade, $321 billion. Billions. They have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. Stacks. Drug lords, drug dealers, and the drug pimps. Man, they're in danger of hellfire. They really are. I mean, the drug pimps that know how to do heroin, meth, and give it free to draw the addiction so they'll keep coming back. And, you know, the guys and the girls that sell their bodies, they're like 21, 23, 25, 28. They look like they're 190. Death warmed over inches from hell's gateway. But not today if you hear Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, and the summoning of the Spirit of God. Come to freedom. Come to Christ. Come to the embrace. Jesus loves you. I know one thing. When Christ came into my life over 36 years ago or so, that night ended the search. To someone that I have deep compassion for, Daniel Pinchbeck and all those like him, that love of God, that compassion of God, and the power of God, I've never touched a drug since. Not only because we're not supposed to, because of the demon door, I've never desired. I've never needed. Not because we haven't had trouble in our life as a believer. I have somebody else. I have never searched another day for the answer in 36 years now. By God's grace, drug lords, drug pushers, and drug pimps, if you're listening, warning. You will pay the price. You're being used by the darkest of satanic presence and power to embed globally the spirit drugs, to open doorways to millions more, because in your eyes, that just means dollar signs in your eyes. No, what it means is X's in your eyes. Some take drugs to escape. Can I ask you what you're escaping from? See, I know individuals where I've done funerals, they hung themselves, they killed themselves. See, they had no outlet. See, I have, and I went to, and I brought up out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, it's a great chapter. As a believer in God, in Christ, in the presence of God, I am called by God to come boldly with total freedom, a throne of grace, where I can get grace and mercy in my hour of need. I've been to the mountain today, to the Lord Jesus, to the God of heaven and earth. This is the God that I know. This is the God that knows me. Set my heart with peace. Irene. Cessation of hostilities. I don't need to escape. And when I have pressures and when I have troubles and when I have disappointments, when there are betrayers in life and those who have harmed me, and then when there's deep spiritual warfare, my escape, high up, seated in the heavenlies in Christ, the throne of grace, where I am called to come, where God expresses joy and love at our interaction. Where as I begin to worship nothing but that presence of peace and power and grace, God, inside and all over me. Ain't no drug. Ain't no drug. I'll say it again, though it's incorrect. Ain't no drug. It did that for me. And if you're looking for escape, Jesus talked about those of you who are weary and heavy laden. Burdened down, come to Christ. Let him remove the burdens. Let him release you of the guilt. What he's done at the cross, absolute forgiveness. You know what I did? I watched yesterday when the one researcher was down in Africa with the Mbonga, and he was taking the drug, Iboga, and he first ingested it and immediately, violently threw up. And they have it right on the YouTube. I can't stand seeing or hearing anybody throw up. But there he was, all of a sudden, instantly, spewing everywhere. And after he went through all the stuff and he looked like he was dead and crazed and whatever else, and at the end of it all, they had him in water, and it was supposed to be that throwing up was getting rid of your, you were getting rid of all your, throwing up all your sins. And after you've been through everything and gone through the water, you're, they even use the word, you're born again. What a contradiction and counterfeit to the simplicity of the real. You don't have to spew your guts in physical agony to be forgiven. You don't have to take a spirit drug and engage the demons, animal spirits, plant spirits, whatever they want to say they are, to find redemption. You don't have to sacrifice. It's been done for you. And the power behind it? The power of God. May God express extraordinary power even now as I'm talking, even now as you are listening, to save. Maybe it's somewhere where you're at, where quietly you can close your eyes. I've led people to Jesus inside of a loud bar, outside of the loud bar, in a park, in a church building, on the street corner, in my home, in my car, in a tent, on a hillside, in the woods, wherever, anywhere in the world you're listening to this right now, God summons all peoples everywhere to repent, to turn around, and to turn to the living Christ who seeks you. That's the reason some of you, many of you, may be listening. Some reluctantly, some the demons are telling you to shut down the volume. The Lord rebuke them in Jesus' name. Now, the drugs also are out there for some because of enhancement. And that's going to be true military-wise. That's going to be true in the future, that it's going to be not just out there synthetic telepathy, but there's going to be drug-enhanced psychokinesis, psi powers and abilities. That spirit drugs will open the door to what spirit-guided passivity to them did in the past. What you can find in meditation to the spirits, you can find in the drugs the spirits have given. And it involves enhancements. Let me tell you something about what's going on. I'm looking at some of the movies coming up here in the next number of weeks. There is one called I Am Number 4. And I'm quoting, a mysterious young fugitive with extraordinary powers must stay one step ahead of ruthless enemies sent to destroy him. Yeah, he's got supernatural, extraordinary, non-human enhanced powers, and they're trying to destroy him. I'm reading the next one where it's Liam Neeson. He stars as a doctor who wakes up from a car accident to discover that another man has assumed his identity, mind control, and the wiping out of memory and altering. The next movie is called Brotherhood. A college freshman tries to save a friend's life when a fraternity initiation ritual, Harvard, Princeton, many other schools, Cambridge, Oxford. A fraternity initiation ritual spins dangerously out of control. I'm looking down at the next one. Vanishing on 7th Street, a group of strangers, find themselves fighting for survival when an unexpected blackout plunges the city into darkness. Well, what happens when the grid goes down? A lot of riots, a lot of lawlessness. Wait till the man of lawlessness is ready to break the veil of silence. Apocalypse. Not before the rebellion, the revolt they call the Black Awakening. Not before that. He needs that to clear ground. Some of the other movies coming up, unbelievably. One's called I Saw the Devil. One's called Battle in Los Angeles, for all those seeking disclosure out there. One's called Black Death. Now, what about the movie coming up called Limitless? Limitless. All you got to do is take a drug that makes you everything you ever wanted to be. It's all about success, being way ahead, 50 steps ahead of anybody else, making all the money, becoming important, power, fame, money. Sounds like what a lot of rock and rollers did in selling their soul to the devil. Nazareth, remember the old song? We asked the mighty Jesus, but I guess he didn't hear, so we sold our souls to the devil. Didn't Ozzy do that? Didn't Ozzy do that also? Sabbath, bloody Sabbath. What craziness so many rockers have gone through. A lot of them that have died, drugs, suicide, addictions, can't handle it. All the money, all the women, all the boys, all the fame, all the highest places, all the drugs, and still the abyss, the void, the emptiness. We were made for God, not the devil. The devil pours into your life, you're never, ever going to be satisfied. It may heighten the void and the abyss. The non-human enhancement that drugs will give to many individuals. The concept of limitlessness. Listen, the idea that soldiers can take drugs to give them enhancement. Well, they got drugs now to keep them up late. Keep them up hour after hour. But what about the drugs that open the door to powers? They will be in the same class, pharmakia. They'll be in the class of the spirit drugs. 2012 seekers, it's not just the Mayan prophecies that's fueling them. It's the spirit behind, and that includes spirit drugs. Now, stopping here for the next 14 minutes, let me say off the pages of these notes in front of me here, seeing into the future. Now, Ed Dames, I've got a book, and Ed Dames has clearly confessed in the beginning of the book and the end of the book what most have never heard, but what we've known. Sci-Tech has confessed this, others now. The passivity, the yieldedness, the old way of opening up to the spirits or to the presence out there. They're getting their ability, non-human enhancement from the Akashic Records, from the outside source, from the collective of spiritual presence, power, energy. Listen, if you get involved with spiritual energy, that energy is connected to the entity. Now, two things that must be understood in the future. And it may come in large, broad. Listen, if there are spirit drugs and you put it in somebody's drink and give it to them, can that open them up to spirits? Yeah. If you take spirit-oriented drugs and put it into a large punch bowl at a wedding, can that open them up to spirits? Yeah. What about a water reserve? They did it with fluoride. I mean, do you understand that the ones closest to the fallen cherub that really understand their need of the powers that will advance the cause of the great chaos, the rise of Antichrist, and a global regime that most likely is already in place. Supernaturally cloaked. With a restrainer holding back what they so desperately are bulging at the seams to bring. Part of the agenda of the end of days is spirits will open the doors to the drugs, and then the drugs will open the doors to the spirits. We can put it this way, the demons will open the door to the drugs. It is clear to me that world-class researchers, experiencing the spirits and the spirit drug are then taking that communication, feeling empowered spiritually, guided spiritually, urgency to get these spirit drugs to the world. Where's that come from, folks? Where's that come from? Who's in charge in hell for the proliferation of drugs, spirit drugs? There are spirit drugs, and Crowley and others knew about spirit tattoos, spirit attached objects, ritual grounds. You talk about sleep paralysis. Maybe some of you experience because of the drugs you take, the drugs you smoke. You take the cutting of the root of the kind of drugs that the spirits have taught fallen humanity to take. Oh, if you do what they want, whether in ritual or in drug, they'll show up. That's right. Let me say it clearly, demons, spirits open the door to the drugs, and then the drugs open the door to more of the spirits. And it's building, $320 billion, $400 billion, maybe 5 years later, whatever the price. There's money. It's going to fuel that agenda, that Luciferic globalism, no question about it. I'm going to give you now in these last 9 minutes here, Revelation 9, Revelation 22, Revelation 21. Revelation 9 is all about the opening of the abyss. This is one of the big events for all those seeking or wanting or believing in disclosure. Well, Revelation chapter 9 brings what it is you seek. The abyss is opened. The gateway is opened. And non-human entities, if you read the scripture in chapter 9, they will come down upon the earth. The observation would be, these are aliens coming out of the skies down to the ground. The description of what they look like is scary, horrific, incredible, huge, massive from touching. Because they would bring destruction to everything if they're allowed to touch everything. Like the movie Skyline or the upcoming movie Battle for Los Angeles. The entities that come out of the abyss down on the face of the earth, they're restricted from ruining the earth. They're restricted from touching anybody that has the mark of God, the Spirit of God, born of the Spirit of the Lord. You're saved. But those without the Spirit of God, lost. Romans 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His, clearly. And these entities released from that dimensional holding cell, the abyss, come down upon the earth and they attack humanity. When you read that chapter, you come to the end of that chapter and it's incredible what it says. You know what it says? Even after that, here's what it says. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts. You hear what I'm saying? They did not repent of their murders, their magic arts, the decadent sexual immorality. Hey, I just put up, I think, about 13, 14 hours of that course. It's now free. Sexual decadence in the end of man. It is predicted that sexual addiction to the point of perversion, like Crowley, by the way, or Crowley. See, underground Satanists know that sexual listen, that's what sex rituals are about. Perverting the real good stuff, opening the door for transference of demons and their thefts. They're not going to repent of it. They're not going to turn from it. That's the future, friends. The abyss has not yet been opened. When that occurs, and it will be a global event, it will blow movies like Skyline and this upcoming one, Battle for Los Angeles, and other ones out there. It'll blow it out the water. But it's funny how some of these concepts of something coming out of the skies and then bringing violent, terrorizing, and even torture. Revelation 9, why did God put that chapter there? God has revealed what the dark side will do and what will happen. And because of what the dark side will attempt, God has to restrict them. It's like Jesus in Matthew 24, unless he cuts the totality of those days short, no human flesh left. It's because the manifestation of the dark side, the greater the manifestation, did you hear me? The greater the destruction. That's true individually. If you've let the devil in, if you let the demons in, if you're giving your life to the depths of sin, the greater the deception, well, the greater destruction of your life. Right now, while you're listening, the living Christ summons you, calls you, and I pray by the power of God, you'll come out of it. Call on the name Jesus Christ. The Lord rebukes Satan and demons all around you. Lord, save them. Say, write to me so I can give you discipleship material and things to help you grow. Revelation 9, when the big event occurs and the world is astounded by these entities that have come out of the skies down on the earth, and this event that has brought torture and all that has occurred, but even that, because some people are going to be so embedded in the dark side, some people are going to delight in wickedness so much, some people are going to be so caught into their spirit drug, drug spirit combination. In the future, it's almost as if nothing that happens will help pull them out of it. You better get saved now, my friend. What in the world are you waiting for? I'm reading out of Revelation 20 now, verse 6. He said to me, he said to me, it is done. Christ is speaking. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost. From the spring of the water of life, that's the invitation, that's the offer of God right now. Verse 7, he who overcomes will inherit all of this. Everything that's been written about salvation, eternal life, knowing God, forgiveness. Goes on to say, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But listen, verse 8, here's the warning, in the future, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice pharmakon, spirit drugs that open the door to the spirits and the spirits that give them, those who practice that sorcery, they're in that category. The idolaters and all the liars, their place will be in the lake of fire. Listen, the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Does anybody really want to go there? Revelation 22:14, one last time. Blessed are those who wash their robes in Christ, the blood of Christ. Listen, Jesus can wash you, cleanse you. Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city of God. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, pharmakia. Well, it's here, the end of the show. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. And let me ask you this. For those who can, remember us deeply in prayer. Remember us in support. God bless you.